Hello, and as we begin to move forward in the next step to the journey to wholeness, it is going to be important to note that here in week 34, or in step 34, you're going to actually learn how to win when you feel like you're losing. The way that you and I think has a lot to do with whether we see ourselves as victors or victims. Here, in the case of being a victim, it is going to be important for you to understand that a large part of your seeing yourself as a victim has to do with whether you see yourself positively or negatively. To be seen as a victor is generally seen as positive thinking, where to be seen as a victim is negative thinking. The anchor of wholeness for this next step, which is step 34, says that you and I are to eliminate negative thoughts. They are like cyanide for the soul. Your life depends on positive antidote. If you have found yourself having your future poisoned by negative thoughts, it's going to be very important for you to see the criteria as well as the necessity to change the way you think. Learning to think positively is a journey rather than a project. There are no benchmarks to measure whether you're a level that you've come, whether you've attained, but instead of having benchmarks to measure where we've come, rather we have levels to enjoy. It is true that out of the abundance of a man's heart, the mouth speaks. Well, I'd like to encourage you with this parallel. The parallel is that the mind entertains what the heart produces. You see, just as you choose the type of entertainment that is going to be for you, it has a lot to do with what your heart produces. Your feelings and your thoughts become, as it were, reciprocal twins. What happens in these cases, the feelings and the thoughts are a reflection of each other. You're going to be finding, as we go through Proverbs chapter 12, I'd like for you to look at the entire 12th chapter, because here there's a deliberate contrast of the wise and the fool. Now, the reality here is that in this contrast, it has a lot to do with whether the outcome or the condition or the consequences are either positive or negative. As you really get to look at each of these verses in Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 to 25, which is the entirety, I'd like for you to note the contrast of positive and negative. Once you've had an opportunity to do that, look specifically at verse 5. Verse 5 is very intriguing in that it says to us that a righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Another very interesting part there is that I want you to get to the point that you will see all positive. Now, what we were reading was in Proverbs 13, verse 5. But then, let's go back now to Proverbs 12, verse 5. It says here that the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. When you look at that particular verse, it's going to let you know that when you begin to bury yourself into the Word of God and you bury yourself into your relationship with God, you are going to begin to think right. Right thinking is positive thinking. Now, in particular, it is important to note that the benefits and the perils are associated with the way one chooses to think. Life has a way of really sending back the echoes of what we think. Just as the strength of a hurricane is actually felt by the strength of its wind, so is the glimpse of your thought life. Powerful living comes from powerful thinking. It's going to be very important for you to now pay attention to the thoughts that you're having, because they are going to produce the life that you live. I'm encouraging you to actually read Proverbs 12 and to notice the common sense and the forethought that is required for the refreshing of the soul. When I think about refreshing, I'm thinking about perhaps when I say to you, eliminate negative thoughts, perhaps you can see that as purging. That is P-U-R-G-I-N-G. As I thought along those lines, this is a very good tip to help you purge or clean or to renew your thought life. I'm going to share with you the acrostic PURGE, P-U-R-G-E, and I'd like for you to adopt this as your strategy, steps, and your role in eliminating negative thoughts. P, I'd like for you to begin to pray to God to unveil the source of your negativity. It is not by chance that you've become negative. It may be that you associate with negative people. It may be that you've not chosen to see the good in life. It may be that you're mimicking the patterns and the behaviors of those persons who you are with. Perhaps you've been trained to see the negative part. And either way, it is going to be very important for you to pray that God can reveal to you the source of this negativity. Because once you're aware of the negativity, it's going to give you a better task performance of how to eliminate it. Then you, of the word purge, I'd like for you to uncover the practices that lead you to negative thinking. You know, it is admirable that what we do, once there is an identification of a pattern, you find out that there may be some things that you are doing that actually lead you into negative thinking. If you're constantly reading negative types of materials, if you're constantly listening for negative views, if you're constantly speaking negative thoughts, then invariably these practices are going to lead you to a lifestyle of negative thinking. So as you begin to purge, as you eliminate negative thinking, the you is to uncover the practices that lead to negative thinking. And now let's look at R of the word purge. I'm encouraging you now to release the reins which have controlled your mind. You may find that there have been negative reins that have held on to you and that your heart has been actually guiding and pulling and tugging because there have been negative reins, R-E-I-N-S, that have been holding on and that have been guiding you and that have been used to guide you into negative thinking because that's what controls your mind. So I'd like for you to release those reins. Once you find out what it is that's controlling your negative thinking, you've got to find a way to release it so that it will no longer have control over you. Now, the G of the word purge, I want you to grant yourself the latitude to see things in a positive light. You see, what happens is if you only begin to entertain negative things, that is the only latitude that your horizon will take you to. Your horizon will only be as positive as what you're looking to obtain. So grant yourself that latitude to be able to see things in a positive light. I'd like for you to arrest your negative thinking and to then corral it, put it to a point that it's not going to always have that growth over you. You're going to grant yourself the latitude. Give yourself a license. Give yourself the opportunity to begin to think positively even when negative situations surround you. And then finally, the E of purge, I'd like for you to embrace positive and optimistic thoughts and perceptions. In fact, I'd like for you to even begin to, regardless of what you're going through, think and say to yourself, what is the good thing that can be seen in this case? What is the positive thing that I can glean from this? And once you've been able to take the opportunity to embrace positive thinking, then by practice, you've been able to do it much more rapidly. So as you purge yourself and begin to entertain positive kinds of thoughts, as you eliminate negative thoughts, you're going to rid yourself and purge yourself from cyanide of the soul. It could be those negative thoughts that could be killing your family life, your thought life. It could even be killing your success and relationships with others. But today, as you purge, you're going to find that you can have the proper antidote for the cyanide of the soul, which is indeed negative thinking. And so, be prepared to have the victory, because you can win, even though it seems like you're losing.